opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah. Hey, we're on. Welcome. How are you tonight? Okay, we are so live.
Wait for my daughter. Have fun on the radio show tonight.
Oh. Is she listening?
She can stream. She lives in Eugene. I didn't even tell her that.
KCNR 14. You need to tell. KCNR1460.com. She can go right now online. She goes to our website. It streams. In Indiana, I don't care where you are. Sometimes we get people from Sweden and Europe that are that are maybe people traveling, and they still listen to the morning show because somebody they know will be on. So anyway, I'm glad that you grabbed yourself together and came on tonight because it was very last minute and I loved it. And I'm like, Lynn-Ann, please co-host with me tonight. Just be with me because it's all about you tonight.
I was so honored that you asked me.
I love that.
I have no idea.
No, but you know what? It'll go so fast and you'll be like, what?
I know, because you and I chat and chat and chat and chat and chat.
Well,
like,
it started
seriously.
Off with the eggs. We started about the eggs. We'll talk about the eggs.
Yeah, we're 30 minutes deep already.
All right. So, Dave, by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bott. We are live. I'm here with Lynn-Ann Foster.
See what happens.
I tell you right now, on KCNR 96.5 FM, we are live tonight. It's the last Thursday of July. So,
last day of July.
Yeah, oh my God. It's the last day of July. Ooh, it's so okay. Let me just finish my call letters. 1460 AM streaming on KCNR1460.com. And this is, again, Linda Bott. David's at the helm. Good morning or good evening, David. How are you tonight?
Good evening.
We started talking about, David has a store. So when you're running around and you're looking for the Redding package you just put together, David has a store called Cascade Curations where we just had a 20-minute conversation about this tonight. All of the art in his store is from local artists.
Where is this store?
It's next to where Bog Bean is.
Oh.
Right, where Jax is in that strip right there.
Yeah, by the dip, right?
It is where Bog Bean used to be, next to the dip. Next to the dip.
Yeah.
Cascade Curation. So he's got clothes, instruments, and art.
Oh my, I've never been.
Okay,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we were talking about, we need to really get the name out there more for about your show, because he's really all about, okay, let's, oh, Maria.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, now it's a conversation.
Okay, now it's like,
now it's a conversation.
I'm like, Maria, I saw you. I missed yesterday would have been like the sponsor lunch for the Redding Rodeo.
Oh.
And I did not have it. Maria, I have to tell you this. I did not have it on my calendar, and I had the 6 week out big hair, the 3 hour hairdo color with the short hair. So I knew Maria would understand that.
Understand.
I know you.
In fact, I told Carl mine. I just got mine done, so I said I completely understand.
Well, girls would understand
we
that.
We all understand.
I just feel bad because I love that that afternoon, and it's so beautiful. Well, how are you?
This makes me so happy that you called. Are you downtown? Are you going to come in? Are you coming in the room? No, I'm joking.
Where are you?
I'm excited.
At home, but I saw that you two beauties were on, and I was like, I have to call and say hey to two of my faves.
I'm so happy that my smile is so big on my face right now. My cheeks hurt. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mine too.
How was your day?
Oh, it was a great week.
A whole week? Good.
Oh.
I know you're so busy. I'm so excited for the health fair next week. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Thank you for including us.
When is the date again
Thank
on that?
You.
It's Tuesday.
August 6th.
Okay, August 6th.
Yeah,
okay.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday, okay. Yeah. August 5th is, by the way, call in because August 5th is Carl's birthday.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, that's my brother's birthday, too.
You know what he said to me? I'm not coming in. I'm sleeping in and I'm going out to the horse that day. I said, yeah, nice. and then the morning will come and you'll say, well, I got to go on. This is what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know that Maria, why we have Maria on the air. Maria, I want to do a whole show. I want to interview a whole evening around Maria's accomplishments.
You're going to need more than one show.
Yes.
More than one show.
I mean, her recent really big accomplishment.
I know. Are we so proud of you?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you,
guys.
That's
so exciting. So, yes. You know what I want to know? Yes, all the accomplishments, what she just completed.
Yeah.
And also your painting. I know we're having coffee soon. But yeah. I want to hear about the painting projects at your house, too.
The painting,
like,
right?
Her accomplishments within her house, beautiful.
Ooh,
anyway, beautiful.
Well, I am a little jealous. I don't know about that. Just kidding. I know I want to hear about. So that's inside or outside? You're not doing it.
She is.
You?
Oh, I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it all.
So you're masking and rolling.
By herself.
Masking and rolling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Yeah,
now I'm impressed.
Floors.
And
yeah.
She likes it.
Well, you know what? If you're,
I do.
Well, you know, it's
like a whole workout.
Oh,
man.
Right?
You know?
Right.
Well, you know what, Maria? It's really funny that you called in because I thought, I wonder if I would call Maria. We could do this because she was one of your speakers, and she spoke this year at Go Red. We're going to talk a little bit about Go Red. Well, we got a lot to cover here. And she, of course, did a fabulous poem to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was a tearjerker and a wonderful, like,
a
it was a
chaps.
Memory takeaway fabulous thing from Chicks and Chaps. And Maria is just a person that we both admire so much because she's always doing the personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that personal growth is something that's infectious to us.
And she shares it.
In her leadership.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm so happy you called.
So
Oh, here we go.
Thank you, lady.
Here we go. What should we talk about now?
You too. Yes.
Oh, I am so happy.
I saw the post you, the teaser for Go Red, and I'm like, I have to get the inside on this.
Oh, yeah, we're having coffee next week.
is it anything you may spill tonight, or we're going to talk around
fully.
It?
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Not fully. Not
all right, that's
fine. Yeah.
Right.
I have to talk to Maria first.
Okay. No.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know we're in whatever.
I know.
I love that. Well, Maria, you are a shining star in so many ways, inside and out, and I know I can speak for both of us, we're super proud to call you a friend.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%.
Back at you, ladies. You guys have fun tonight?
Well, we're off to a great start.
So there's always
you guys sound good already. I was listening, and I'm like, okay, I'm calling.
I'm going to be calling you about the first Thursday in August, which is just next week.
Oh.
Is that a dog?
Okay. I'm here anytime.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We are good to go.
All right. Thanks, Maria.
Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's one of the beautiful things that we talk about here, being in the North State. Oh, you know what that is? You've got to turn the radio down. There could be an emergency broadcast that's going on, like, with weather or something, and I think that's what's happening. That is something I love about the ownership of one of the things when you have an FCC license,
mm-hmm.
is that you have to be in emergency broadcast.
Oh,
so
it'll
come across the air, but it might be something that's in the studio right now that's some kind of thing that's coming through a whatever. But
gotcha.
It would go
gotcha.
Like beep,
yeah.
beep, and interrupt us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that it's in what's happening? Just a thunderstorm.
Well, okay. All right.
But it came through. So,
yeah.
And I know that when we were watching a little bit of TV before, like earlier today, you know how the pixels come up?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I'm so glad that you're so good at Facebooking like Maria that you posted. I was en route to post and I lost it in my drive.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's just silly.
Thank
it's
you.
Fun.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Lynann Foster is here. We're going to get into all the things she's up to, plus, you know, you are creating more Merry Magic.
Merry Magic?
Yeah, creating Merry Magic with events.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Some of the other things that you're doing that we're going to talk about. We want to promote and support you and let our listening audience know more about you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Linda Bottom here with Lynann Foster here on KCNR North State Now. We'll be right back.
At
Stifel Nicholas. I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR. Your talk radio show.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones.
All right.
Town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the Hand Count Roadshow.
What are we doing here? Okay, here we go. Keep going. What do we have? A lap over? Okay, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, this is, I just can do the identification, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and I love to do my Thursday night shows. I do them on the first, and if there's five, and sometimes I don't even have any plans, and something just happens and it strikes me, and I'll call a friend or I'll see a friend and invite a friend that I think has just really interesting things to share with our listening audience. And we just know that Maria Orozco called in, and it was so great to hear her voice.
I know. She's so fun.
You know, and I do. I love her.
Yeah.
I have a real soft spot in my heart,
yeah,
is what I try to say for her. You know, when people like you and like Maria are these visionaries in our community and do things to help people grow, give them purpose, help them to have purpose, see purpose, to enrich and enlighten, it moves me. So I'm glad that you're here tonight.
Yeah. Well, I think that you are aligned that way as well. I think visionary for myself feels a little big, but just, you know, supporting each other and being being kind. Like,
well, let me tell you something
just
that will
be kind.
Never go away, our listeners.
Yeah.
For those of you who have heard about the Go Red Luncheon, never been. You've seen the red, you know, billboards, or you've seen it in Enjoy Magazine, or you've heard about it, it on TV, or whatever it is, you heard about the Go Red Luncheon, which happens in February, and it's about heart health.
Yes.
And Shasta Regional puts it on.
Yes.
And so last year, and I know this because I, you know, when you're doing things and you're working with committees, I go in to, because I was MC.
Yeah.
I helped you to MC, which is an honor, because, you know, it's just, you know, it's all that's helping to do is just thread the speakers to help, because it's really about you running the show, and I'm, you know, it's almost like you're serving a dish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I go in the day before, and you have 500 seats.
556.
Okay. All right. And growing.
Yeah. Yes.
Sold out.
Yes. Oh, Linda, it's like a whole, like, this, so many events, unfortunately, in Reading have evolved and then just kind of not made it. Like, they, for different reasons. Like, you know, economy, whatever, events don't make it. There's a few events in town that, you know, sustained decades. Go Reading is one of those, but not only has this event sustained, it has grown. And it's last year what struck me. Not only did it sell out quickly, the audience was so different. So I'm proud of the of us in that we're keeping up with what people want to see, hear, what's important. And clearly women's heart health is still under talked about. And we take advantage of that during the month of February to really hit home. And we have helped literally hundreds of women.
Well, you've also had the insight to shine a light with different speakers that come on, and you've got two or three different approaches, and they're how they're speaking to a different, you know, like one piece of art does not fit all,
right?
So you're getting different inputs.
Yeah, I don't want it to be the same event different year.
Right.
Like, snoozer. Who wants to do that?
Well, exactly. So that's what's made people come. And plus, it's fun, and it's short, and it's sweet, and you're out, and you've gone, like, left with, wow. You've left with vital information.
Yeah. And had a good time. Yeah. And but come away with something.
But the point that I want to go back to is I get in, and you have the spreadsheet with all the tables, and you're doing that whole thing, the seating, the tables, who's sitting where, you're doing that whole thing. I know it takes a team, but you're doing that yourself. I praise you. If somebody could see me doing that, the thing up and down, like, I love that.
Oh, thank you. So I love it. I love that. It's important to me. It's important to our community, and it just fills me up. So I love it. It just, I put everything I can into it because I love it.
So I'm sure as the event wraps, now you start thinking about 2026.
Yes, ma'am.
Big, I know how you put, we've got some big, exciting, you're not going to share right now.
Yeah.
But next year, in February, you want to be. Now, people get tickets on Eventbrite or?
Yeah, well, through the hospital website, ChesterRegional.com. I'm not sure about Eventbrite this year, but probably, because that's so easy. So probably. What's happened in the past few years is that we've sold our sponsor tables so grateful, so quickly that we haven't had a lot of individual tickets to sell. We need to see. But 2026 is going to be very different. Still all the things. Fun, educational, important, short and sweet, but however long you want to stay. It was actually a 4.5 hour event last year, but it goes
It
goes by
quickly. That felt like a 45-minute at the most.
Yeah, well, and we changed it to extend the time because I got feedback that people wanted more time, and so we started earlier. I'm like, we're going to start it earlier. It's going to be fine. Nobody will come. Like, don't.
Well, you had a champagne wall, and then you had all these wonderful vendors, and that was just
our vendors do so much, and it's community.
Oh, it's great.
Local businesses and nonprofits in our community that come and say what they're doing, and mainly women-owned or women-run businesses or nonprofits, most of them. Anyway, it's great. It makes me so happy. I take it very personally.
And
I love
that and you should, because look at the success rate. But more so than that is that, you know, I think people feel the heart. Like, I'm sorry, it sounds so corny. Feel the heart of the event, which is about heart health.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
And I love the movie that you show.
Yeah. That was it. It's so true. Yeah. Yeah.
Women taking care of everybody. And
I'm fine,
sweating and they're aching. And, do you ever see yourself in that movie?
Oh, 1,000%, in 1,000 different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything and everyone can come before. I can wait. I'm fine. Like, I got this.
Yeah. And I think it's a short, like maybe 3 minutes or maybe it was 3 minutes long,
something
4 minutes.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's, it leaves a mark.
Award winning.
Right.
Because
maybe it was. It's an older clip.
Yeah.
It's still the same message.
Relevant.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Still relevant. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So next year in February, keep your eyes and ears open.
As I confirm more things, of course I will share immediately because I'm so excited. So yes, I'll be able to share more soon, in little bits, one thing at a time. I don't want to overpromise.
Okay.
I want what I say we're going to do, we're going to do, and we're going to do it. Huge.
So you brought in this cute little book before we, you know, we got another 30 minute, like 2 15 minute segments after this.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about your animals. We're going to talk a little bit about what brought you to Reading, what brought you to Shasta Regional. Lots of changes going on there, like, it's growing, and we have our new, he's not new as much anymore, Sam.
Yeah.
And what's going on with the hospital in, like, on positive notes, what people need to know about. And then let's talk about a new, where you've actually announced that you probably have done it in the past, besides the fact that you do go red, you've got a little side, like you're doing special events.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, a little
like,
bit.
Like, that means somebody's getting married, you'll do...
Yeah, I've set up a couple, mainly I've done two weddings that I've set up for people. I've done several dinners, and not the food part, but just like setting the table, any special decor, sending out special invitations, you know, like actual paper invitations. Like we get the nitty gritty, beautiful details, just things like that. And I really enjoy it. Since my kids are grown and gone, I'm looking, you know, I just needed something extra to do.
And creative.
And that's what I like. And I get to spend time. I've done it for people that I know and love, and then they have shared with their friends. So it's typically through word of mouth people that I know, but it's been so much fun.
Now, is there a website?
Oh, no, look, this is not official at all. This is
word of mouth.
Yeah. This is just if you need some help. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you're building something that you're passionate about and you love.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fun.
You can probably spot the chandelier and bring it out and just people would never, you know, that's just kind of a hypothetical,
yeah,
but would never realize how good that would look in the room, and that would be this is your forte.
Yeah.
This is how, like what you do with Go Red.
Yeah.
You're able to build something that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's fun.
Or you have built something that's beautiful. Yeah. So you're doing dinners and weddings and parties.
Yeah.
Events.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really look at the person who is hosting the party or the event and, you know, what they want to reflect to their guests. So their personality, what vibe they want, the energy they want in the room, you know, all the things. And it's just, I really like bringing that out of people and then presenting it in a format and in a way that they appreciate and also have a good time, you know, so they can just enjoy their moment with their guests.
Do you go through their things or do you bring your own stuff?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Done both.
So, all right.
Yeah, because people have things that, you know, they want to implement or, you know, a favorite dish set or a special statue, I don't know, that they want to incorporate. And we can, anything. We can use all the things.
Love it.
Because that just makes it more personal. And if an event is personal and has good energy, it's going to be a good event.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk at the break.
Okay.
All right. So we do have to take a break here. David's at the helm. David, I'm going to share a little bit about, before we take a break, Cascade Curations.
Oh,
I was telling you, you know, as you were, you know, I want to talk about that with Kimberly and her story, jewelry,
yeah, the basket,
and
yeah.
how, and she posted this wonderful thing about
so
you
nice.
Putting together a Reading basket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you about David and his wife own a store called Cascade Curations, which is, where is it, David?
1740 California Street, across from Jackson, the Foundry Square.
Right. And musical instruments, art that's just from by the art, you only sell art that is by Reading or
right
local
next to
artists.
Dr. Wong and Dr. Wong has an office there next to us and next to the Dip.
And you only sell art?
Oh yeah, we sell local art.
Local art only.
And music instruments and also clothing.
Yeah,
so random.
Vintage.
I love it.
Yeah, so to think that you've got, you know, art pieces. In
I had
there,
no idea.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm definitely popping
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you open on the weekends, Saturday?
Yeah, we're open on Saturday from 12 to 5.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and on that note, we'll take a break. We'll be right back on KCNR. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. My guest is Lynn Ann Foster. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Linda.
I I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Well, let's work towards not. So you can enjoy it.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, and we're back. No.
I love this song. Yes.
That's the song I was thinking of earlier. I knew, yeah, this one.
The Chaka Khan. Yeah. All right. So you brought in a book.
I did.
And the book is What If?
Yeah. The big book of If.
If.
If. Okay. Dot, dot, dot.
So you open it up and then I'll open it.
Okay. So you open up to any page.
Okay.
Any page.
And by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bott. We're live tonight. We're on KCNR. This is North State Now, and I usually like to highlight somebody in our community, or art and art, music and theater and, you know, that kind of thing, food, and Lynn Ann Foster, who, heads up all of the, public, what would you call it? What's your official title?
Marketing director, marketing and communications director at Shasta Regional.
Which is huge.
Yeah. And okay. Also a patient experience coach.
Oh.
Yes.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
So do you bring the book into people and say,
this is just a little fun book that, I don't know.
It's an icebreaker for some people.
It's fun.
You can't look. You have to just pick one out. That's what you said to me, and then I had talked about sex, and I was like,
"Yeah, right." Well, yeah. There's different sections to this little book, and Linda went for the back section.
I just opened it wherever it was. Anyway,
oh my gosh. Okay. If you had to name the most important invention in history, what would win? Most important invention in history.
Oh, man.
Okay, Okay, lights or cars, right? I don't know. The most important to me would be lights or cars.
Okay, that's, you know, I got to think about that. The most important invention. Well, for some of those people, it would be the heart, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Some of this new, heart valves, that things that yeah. help you live longer.
So you're going
longer.
Deep, Linda. I'm like surface.
Okay.
I'm like, just,
it kind of ties
first
in.
First of all, give me a car.
Let me see. Yeah, give me a car. Well, for those days that you had to go on horseback and walk, you could do that. And candlelight, and you can do that.
I am not an 1800s person. Uh-huh. When I watch, like, you know, the old cowboy shows with my husband,
yeah.
I'm like, I could not have been
no.
in that era. Like, my spirit is in this time.
You know, with the
maybe 1950s, I could have.
And walking
long.
Across the to settle.
Yeah.
In yes.
I just.
Pioneering spirit women.
Those people were some tough people.
And probably
tough
when you look
people.
Back at your third, fourth, fifth, downline or upline, those are those people.
Yeah.
Who walked and walked and
yeah.
settled.
Yeah. Like, girl, I'm sorry. I need a
with
light.
With no car and electricity. They were like, what? What is that?
I need to be mobile.
pasteurization might be a pretty cool invention. Where you pasteurize your milk and didn't die from.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, that's a good one. See, again.
I still think there's miracle in medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Miracles in medicine.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Do you want me to do one?
Sure.
Because that one's heavy. I can think about that one. Okay.
They all can go like that. It depends on how you're going to go, you know?
If you, oh gosh, I don't want to do that one.
Okay.
Okay. If you had to name the one thing that most frightens you about growing old,
oh, good
what would
question.
It be? Memory.
Yep. That's exactly dementia. Like,
memory.
Right? Yes.
I can deal with, you know, saggy this and a little sore that
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that kind of sounds gross because not old people. I mean, you know, the whole thing is about your keeping yourself taut. And when I talk about taut, I'm talking about your mind,
yeah.
your spirit,
yeah.
your body.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
and if you feel like you're slipping, that
yeah.
to me could be, that's my fear of growing old.
Totally. Me too. Yeah. And that's,
yeah.
And I feel like new's not the right word, but it's more in the forefront, like in the past 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I think. So you see it more, you hear about it more, and it's scary. It's like, yeah, that would definitely be mine too.
So when you talk about, let's backtrack a little bit about, patients, you talked about that you're a patient advocate or
patient experience coach.
Okay, now what does that mean?
So at the hospital, we have a group of us, and I lead the group, and it's also throughout our whole corporate system. And we talk to as many patients as we can in the hospital, talk about what their experience is like, if there's anything that we can do to help with communication, to anything to help them feel the best that they can while they're in the hospital or support their family in any way.
Is that something that is like a new form of medicine that is being integrated in hospital care? Or is that just something that shining on this particular what you're talking about,
yeah,
which Shasta Regional.
Yeah, no, I think it's always been in medicine. It's just, it morphs. It's clearly important, and I think we are more mindful of the patient experience these days, because it's not just about the medicine that we give the patient. It's about their well-being. Like, how did you get to the hospital? Are you living in a safe environment? Are you around safe people? Do you have enough to eat? When you are going home, are you going home? Where are you going? Are you able to take care of yourself? Do you have people to help you? And just understanding the instructions from the nurses and the doctors and making sure you're clear on your medication or something as simple as you didn't like the food or you've been cold. Like, we look at it, you know, we're in the hospital every single day and that's kind of our jam, our vibe. But when a patient, or even if you are a patient in the hospital, it's a completely different experience and your perspective is completely different. You're laying in that bed kind of helpless and just listening the best you can to get better. And there's more to getting better than just medication. So it's the whole experience of patient care that we're trying to look at in a broader way.
That is so beautiful. That is just really, I can't put the word on what it is, because I know that when I was in, the only time I ever have been in the hospital was at Shasta Regional during COVID. Which was,
that was a lonely, scary time.
Hazmat suits out in front. Carl couldn't come. It was, you know, people didn't know, you know, what to do. And, I was kind of okay, I think, but, you know, I was kind of felt like out of it because I had like, you know, blood infection that, you know, so I was out of it. But, I just remember, my doctor at that point bringing in a bunch of other doctors. And so what I think about with what you're saying, how you're explaining that to our listeners, is that how nice to have an advocate that could explain what the doctors, because the doctors, sometimes you're talking in Greek. Mm-hmm. They're using long words that for them is like saying the, them, those, and us.
Yes.
And you're thinking, what did they just say?
Right.
And I don't understand what white blood, high blood, whatever you're talking about.
Right.
So how wonderful to have somebody speak in almost layman terms.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't, and patients don't feel good. So they either aren't thinking about the questions they need to ask, or don't know what questions they need because they're focused on getting better. They're like so in the moment. So yeah, it's really important. And it's also just nice. I mean, everybody's got a story. Like, it's incredible to sit down with patients and listen to their, cause most of them are in their 80s or older. We do get, you know, a younger audience as well, but anybody and everybody has a story, and to listen to about people's families and where they came from and how they grew up and if they have a favorite pet or their kids that drive them crazy. It's just, I love talking to our patients.
So let's talk about the gift shop.
Okay.
Tell us about the gift
shop.
Oh
my gosh. So we have, it's like a boutique, like seriously.
Okay.
But it is the hospital.
In the hospital.
Yeah, in the hospital. So we have the traditional flowers and cards and balloons and candy and snacks, you know, for families. But the women volunteers, all volunteers that run our gift shop have done such a fun job of making it a shopping experience. Now there's like stuffed animals for kids that come in. You literally could go Christmas shopping in there. There's purses and little blouses and candy and kettle corn, all kinds of things. But the woman who manages all of the volunteers, her name is Betty, who manages the volunteers for the gift shop. She's 93 years old. And we all want to be Betty when we grow up.
Oh my God.
She is a kick in the pants. For her 90th birthday, she got on a train with her daughter and went to a Reba McEntire concert.
Oh.
Yeah. She has three great, great, great grandchildren that she knows, that she spends time with. Like,
my goodness.
She is
Betty.
Incredible. We all love Betty.
Betty.
Yes.
Who manages.
Yes. Yep. And she does.
I love that.
Yeah.
Don't even ask me why I ask about the gift shop. But it kind of is going to segue into our next segment after we take a commercial break regarding this most recent post from Kimberly Bonet that talked about a basket that you put together. It was all Redding. I think it's a great story. It really exemplifies your heart, but also shines a light on how great our community is.
100%.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get right back. Lynn Ann Foster is my guest. This is Linda Bott. David's at the helm. You're listening to North State Now, and we'll be right back.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Friday as we welcome Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Let's find out what's happening back on the East Coast, back in the swamp. Also joining us, Cascade Curations, a new store here in town that has something for everybody. All of this Friday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
All right, welcome back. I was just letting that fill my soul.
She's dancing in the studio. You need a camera
well,
in
know,
here.
But I mean, David picks out those songs. I didn't say play this, so.
You need a camera. Like you said,
well, that was, you know, I mean,
I know.
I'm with
I
you.
I like it. I so, like it. Dance
this
party.
This is our little moment.
Dance party radio.
This is. We used to have
with
one up
Linda
there.
Bott.
We had one up there, and then we took it down. I don't know. So some people would put
if
a
you were dancing too much.
No, people put a mask over it every now and then. You'd be like, and then people, I don't know. So David, welcome back. This is Casey and Art. We're live here at North State now. I do the first Thursday of the month, and if there's five Thursdays, I do the fifth Thursday. So Lynn Ann Foster's with me tonight, and I'm always thrilled to see you and blessed to know you and love hearing about all the things you're involved in.
It's so fun. It's much fun.
Yes. And you are infectious. Your energy is infectious.
Oh, I hope it's good energy.
Not
good energy.
I'm not infected, but you are infectious.
I got you.
So, David, Carl called. What was he saying?
I guess the stream has been popping on and off for some people.
Okay.
If it's popping on and off for you, go to the chat and let us know. We're working on it.
Popping off.
Yeah. So your daughter was in Indiana, you say? Where was she?
She lives in just outside of Eugene.
Eugene?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Try resetting the page. If it's doing that to you, just reset the page and try that.
Okay.
Well, she's probably, I don't know, because she's got my grandson. Oh, my gosh. He's a cutie patootie. But it's dinner time, so she's probably very focused in that. But the fact that she took the time to text me before she got into her evening with my grandson was so thoughtful.
So, okay, so tell us about the grandchildren. Okay, how many?
Gosh, so we have one grandson. He will be 2 in December. I love him. We call him Bean. And he is just my everything. I go up once a month.
You hearing that, Maria?
Oh, my gosh.
Her grandsons are everything.
He is my everything. Mm-hmm. And then my bonus son, who lives in Virginia, is expecting.
Mm.
And their little one will be here the She's due October 31st. So we'll see if it's going to be an actual Halloween baby. So then we get to go and visit with her as much as possible.
That's
but it's
great.
So much fun. Like it.
And you can leave. You can spoil them and leave.
Right? It's so fun and just anything. Whatever. Yes, Grandma. So, Grandma says yes.
Love that. And when they come, I want to say, Lenann came tonight and brought me eggs.
Yes.
And we talked about, I've got this thing about chickens. I love chickens. Never had chickens.
I can downtown
technically have chickens, but I don't know if I really want to deal with the poop.
Right. Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay.
So I love my chickens. They love me. Like we will walk, they will follow me around the yard. If I'm sitting in the yard on our bench, they will come up and they'll just sit there and listen to me talk to myself while we talk to them. Like we just have a beautiful relationship. My husband does all of the work.
Okay.
He shovels out the poo. He changes all of the things. And they completely ignore him.
It's golden.
But he does everything.
So do you have like a certain kind of, we call it chicken crack. Mm-hmm. You know, the people across the street used to let me, they'd give me the keys and I'd go back and they had four chickens and they would let me pet their little backs. They would want me to scratch their backs and they'd follow me around, but there were these little balls that you would throw in their food and they would be, we called it chicken crack. Mm-hmm. So do you have like a special thing that's just, oh, here's your treat. This is not just your normal food.
Well, I do. I take them out either like fruit or vegetables left over from what we've eaten during the day every night because we let them out. So they have a chicken condo. It is literally a condo. My husband built them this beautiful home.
Okay.
With six bedrooms, you know, the little coops for them. It's gorgeous. And then they have a yard. They have their own pen yard. Anyway, but we let them out into our big yard. So every night to get them back home, in their spot, I give them fruit or vegetables and then there's also this oatmeal stuff.
So they free range at nighttime. When you come home, you let them out. They're in a free range out there and then they go back into their pen.
Yeah. Then we put them up at night to run around. And I can't leave out my goats. I do have three goats and they get less love because they scare me a little bit.
Well, okay. Now, what are they? Mini or what are they?
No, they're regular goats and we got them. Well, my husband got them to like help with the weed eating, which they've done.
Yes.
But they are like, we can pet them and they're sweet animals.
They've got weird when they look at you. You know, are you looking at me?
Right. Their eyes are very wide apart. And then we have one, bless her heart. So we have a fence, you know, with the squares and she still gets her head stuck in the squares. So we had to put a piece of PVC pipe, tape it to her ankle or whatever they're called. So she can't get her head through the fence. So she's walking around with PVC pipe.
That is so funny. That's a Christmas card.
Right? Oh my God.
That is a funny Christmas card right there.
They are funny goats. They're cute goats. Yeah. But my chickens clearly are my favorite.
Well, when I go out to the horse in the morning, the neighbors have goats out there. When it's really quiet, you hear that. You hear the goats.
Yeah.
And there's something calming to me. It's like being around animals is just it's nutritious it's nutrition for your soul
so
you've got your chickens named. How many do you have?
We have 12.
Okay. And they're all named?
They're not. I just call them my girls. My goats don't have names either. I drove a block out and I said, hey goats. And I just call
okay
my,
so the
my
girls come
girls.
And then but and they lay for you. They're happy.
Yes.
So they got a condo. What do you want? What do you want? It's not like they're out there, you know, roosting in the tree, worried about for their, like some cougar going to come and, okay.
They are living large at Foster Farm. They are living large. These girls are spoiled.
And finally, what do we want to cover here? Is there something that you want to share with our listeners about you? Well, before we go there, let's talk a little bit about how long you've been in Reading and what brought you here.
Okay. So I moved, I'm from Shingletown. So you know Shingletown. Yes.
Okay. You're a mountain girl.
I'm mountain. Yeah.
No wonder you like your chickens.
Chick from the sticks. That's me. Yes, ma'am. So I moved there. My parents got divorced. My dad moved here and lived in Shingletown with my stepmom. And I moved there when I was 13 years old. My brother and I, we lived with them, went to Black Butte School, went to Enterprise High School. All the things. And then like most people, never moving back to Reading. I can't let it. Then you have kids and I came back and I've been here ever since.
Yeah, because it's a good life.
Yeah.
It's a good life.
I love it here.
Especially if you go to a city and you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be staying in this track. It's kind of like, what we used to call it, a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah.
So yeah. You come back here. Let's talk about the basket. This is a great way to close it up.
Okay.
About Kimberly Bonet, who put in, and she's got wonderful jewelry. I love her jewelry. I have like 5 or 6 of her pieces.
Me too.
Her story, or her story, or I call it her story. And she posted on Facebook about how she was so honored about her earrings ending up in a wedding gift basket that you gave to an artist that performed at the Cascade the other night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell us the story.
Okay, so Ashley McBride, country music,
country GMA, music,
Grammys.
Yes.
Award, amazing. The show was incredible. Anyway, the show was Tuesday night on the 29th, and I was talking with Maggie Redmond, the manager of Cascade Theater, over the weekend. And I had seen a post from the person opening for Ashley that it was Ashley's birthday. So Maggie and I were talking about that, a cake, you know, all the things, Bob, just, you
know.
Who
was the opening act?
Her name is Cece.
Okay.
She goes by Cece, and she was amazing.
Okay,
she
fabulous.
She was great.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said to Maggie, well, of course you have a wedding basket put together to present to Ashley McBride. And she
but
said,
that was your mind. You thought about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it well, thank you. And so Maggie's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't, and I don't have time. I'm like, girl, I got you. Like, this is a must. It's her birthday, and we have to represent. So I did. So Monday, I went to first stop, of course, Turtle Bay store, and got a cute little T-shirt that says Reading. We got some Sundial Bridge thing, the beautiful wood bowl. I put all the stuff in a wood bowl. Then James Mazzotta, Chocolate de Nanette, hooked me up with some chocolates for her. Then at home, I'm putting it together, and I realize that I have some beautiful earrings from Kimberly. And so I didn't want to add them without asking her first. So I asked her because I had, you know, a few pairs I'd gotten, and she said, of course. And so I put her ear. It was perfect. Like, they're right. They're red and long and beautiful.
Love
they're
it.
Right in the front of the basket.
Yeah.
And so I texted her and I asked her if that was okay. And she said, absolutely. So we put this super cute basket together for Ashley McBride.
So there's three things here that, first of all, that's Reading representing our community.
Yeah.
You know, so, for Maggie, Maggie's always done some incredible things, but you go to the person that gets things done. So that is brilliant because I think that kind of wraps up who you are, our community, how we show our people who are coming in here, how we represent. This is Reading stuff. This is who we are, made by Reading, built by Reading.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you coming, and it is your birthday, and we will acknowledge. So I just think that was wonderful.
Well, and
I wouldn't have known about that. It hadn't been for Kimberly's post.
Right, yeah. Like, it was, I don't know if it was, like, not okay for us to, you know, for the Cascade to put out there. I don't know why it wasn't. Anyway, it, like, literally 2 days before the show, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's her birthday. But it was fun, and, like, I did not see coming in my life that I was going to be putting a birthday basket together for Kimberly Bonet.
Well, I think that's super kind of you to do that. And like I said, that's like getting a key to the city. She'll never forget.
I hope she remembers
coming to
that.
Reading at the Cascade Theater and being treated like that. She will never forget it.
It was
that's
fun.
A step of, like, you know, when, you know, that's, you know, you can always bring a cake and you can always do food, but to have stuff like that is, she'll put on the earrings, she'll see the T-shirt, she'll have the coffee cup and the wood.
Yeah.
And it'll always, like, Reading did this thing that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that. Thanks for being with me. Final thoughts.
I just appreciate you so much. I listen to your shows, and you always make the shows about the other person. And I'm just going to turn the table for a minute and say how wonderful you are. And look at even your big smile right now. Like, you are just such a giver, and you're so much fun. Like, just dancing. Like, see, people don't often get to see that side of you, and I just always have such a good time with you. So thank you so much for inviting me.
And Maria, if you're listening.
Oh, you know she is. She's painting her house.
I'm paying somebody to come. Oh, that's a long story too. That's a great story. My kitchen. I can't wait. It's been 20 years. What is it needed?
Yeah. It's time.
I got puppy claws all over my cabinet, so it's time to, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and Lynn Ann Foster, and if you, you can always go back to the archives if there's something you missed or you were listening online. You can always go back to kcnr1460.com. Tonight will be in the archives. Appreciate you so much being on, and I love the What If book. Thanks for the eggs. You're a sweetheart, and congratulations on what's going to happen next year with Go Red. We'll be listening and tuning in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks, David, and we're about ready to wrap. See you tomorrow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.